Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Celia Coopersmith-Learman, who is the Home and Appliance Deputy Content Director with Consumer Reports. Celia, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, thanks for being on my show. You know, I got to tell you, I've always been a fan of Consumer Reports. Most people know magazine's been around for a long time, about 75 years. You're, you know, true journalists. You seek the truth. You don't accept advertising, so that keeps it clean. And you actually have laboratories where you test products. And this year, you've tested flooring. We'll get into that in just a minute. But your particular background, you are a journalist. You went to Queens College. And prior to this gig, you also worked for this old house for a little while, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I've also worked for other of the design and so-called shelter magazines over the course of my career.
Mm-hmm. One of the things where this caught our attention, and we just did a news story on this week, is you are very timely in doing a little quick story in the September issue related to formaldehyde and flooring. And I think the topic was breathe easier about your flooring. But earlier this year, your organization did an exhaustive research project and tested a whole lot of flooring and issued a flooring report. Let me just ask you, how often do y'all test flooring?
We test flooring every year.
Okay.
And we're testing it on a continuous basis every year.
Have you been doing this for a long time?
We have been doing flooring ever since I've been with Consumer Reports, which is about 12 years, and I'm pretty sure they did that before that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you choose the flooring that you test?
Well, we're actually looking at industry data and industry trends to see what types of flooring are people buying,
uh-huh.
because we want to test the things that people are actually going to buy. We're looking to see what are the most popular types of flooring and the retailers, because in effect, we want to, when someone goes to a store, we want to be testing the products that they're interested in.
Yeah, and that's, as I mentioned a little while ago, you know, this is a $23-24 billion a year industry at wholesale value. So, you know, I find it interesting. And some of the things that might complicate what you test is, you know, there's private labels, there's foreign source goods, there's store brands. Deciding which ones to test and then which ones to rank and rate, I'm sure is a challenge, isn't it?
Well, it's a challenge to figure out which ones to test, but then the ranking and the ratings are, you know, we have a very rigorous test procedure,
mm-hmm.
and it is repeatable and reliable. So once we actually pick the products, then it really depends on what the tests. We have no influence over how the testing, you know, the results. The results are the results. They mm-hmm. are what we find in our tests.
And let me just ask you, this year when you did the flooring testing, how many particular products did you test? I mean, it was under 100, wasn't it?
Yes, that's about how many there are in our current rating.
Yeah, okay. And one of the things that I find very interesting is most people know with Consumer Reports you have those little circles, you know, black circles, red circles, and
right.
whether or not they're filled in or not. And that gives you a quick visual for scanning, and then you have little checks, which means, yeah, we like this product.
Mm-hmm.
And when you test it, you know, when the consumer is choosing flooring, in our industry, we think there's probably four facets they care about. One of them is the fashion aesthetics. One of them is mm-hmm. the price value. One of them is the quality performance. And the other one is the maintenance profile. So you really go deep, I think, in the quality performance, because you're testing, you know, resist foot traffic, resist scratches, resist stains, resist dents, resist UV sunlight. So you really go long on the performance piece of it, don't you?
Yes, we do, because, you know, that's part of the benefit. You know, flooring is a relatively permanent purchase.
Right.
So you're, I think, right, attracted. People are attracted to how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also going to be a product that gets a lot of use and possibly a lot of abuse. So you want the product that's going to look the best the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to, you know, sort of replace it, because it's inexpensive and can be a difficult replacement.
Yeah. Two areas that you went deep this year that are, as most people would know, that study flooring, that have been in the news. We mentioned a minute ago about the formaldehyde content. Obviously, that was brought to a head last year with the 60-minute story on lumber liquidators. And you quite accurately reported that the EPA is adopting the CARB, California Air Resource Board, standards or limits on formaldehyde, and that was very timely reporting. You also this year did some testing on vinyl flooring related to phthalate testing, and there's a little video clip in there, and I thought I was real impressed with that. So you've actually pretty tuned in to some things that are going on, aren't you?
Well, we try to be. I mean, when there is a concern that comes up, what is unique to us is that we have the actual ability and the expertise to do the testing on the products to see if, what is the level of concern, because we want to be able to sort of tell people what they need to know, but also not to panic them. We want to sort of try to set the appropriate response so that people know what to do. And as you said, in this story that we have currently up on our website, consumerreports.org, it talks about breathing easier about your flooring, and it sort of gives you an idea of what you need to know about formaldehyde and flooring and what you should do. So that way, whether you're buying a new floor or whether you have floors, we wanted to give people advice so they could feel comfortable.
And after you do all this research and you write all this content, what are a few of your key takeaways, some of your learning, some of your ahas after you've done this research about flooring?
Well, I think one of the things that was an aha this time around was this is the first time we actually, we know that wood looks are very, very popular with consumers. So I think one of the things that was surprising was this is the first year we actually did porcelain tile that has a wood look. We were very impressed with how well that product held up, and that's kind of an interesting option for people, especially if they are concerned about formaldehyde in flooring. We also were not really surprised by this finding, but were it reaffirmed what we had thought as well, was that the solid wood products are not going to be problematic if you're concerned about things like formaldehyde or phthalates in your flooring. The solid wood flooring is going to have less of an issue. Or no issue at all.
That's right. Okay, and I think you go on to explain that part of the reason that you have elevated levels of formaldehyde is because of the glues that are used in the assembly process, right?
That's correct. So that just means also, too, with something like a porcelain tile floor, you have to be careful when you're installing it to make sure you're using formaldehyde-free glues or your installer is using formaldehyde-free glues. Mm-hmm. So I think that those were sort of interesting. I think one of the really good news things that we found about some of, because it was actually a small test that we had started on formaldehyde and flooring, was that it is possible for products such as engineered lumber or vinyl floors to actually have lower levels of formaldehyde. They don't all do that, but it's actually possible. So that means that that is something that is within manufacturers' grasp to do.
All right, let me circle back around to one of the questions I asked you earlier. So these products that you test, and this year in this report is around 100, do you just go out to the store and you buy these things?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. We have secret shoppers so that they don't, so no one knows that it's coming to Consumer Reports for testing, and we just go to the stores and buy them. Some of the products, not necessarily flooring, but some of our other products you can purchase them online. We just anonymously purchase them online. None of the information when we're buying this says, oh, we're buying this for Consumer Reports testing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank you for spending time with us again. Very, very interesting article. And can imagine that since I make my living in this business, I found it very interesting to read. Again, been talking to Celia Cooper-Smith-Learman, the Home and Appliance Deputy Content Director with Consumer Reports, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.